Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Leads customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingle.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on none other than buildingfortunesradio.com. So if you're here and you're listening in live, thanks for being here. If you are here and you're still alive and you're listening in, you probably found us on one of the archives on Building Fortunes Radio or maybe on another internet radio show, because we share our shows with lots of different people who love our content and spread the word. So if you hear us all over the place, it's because we're all over the place. So if you have an internet listening device, like a smartphone, like a smartwatch probably, maybe like your PC or your tablet or your Macintosh, whatever you might have, or somewhere in the future you can listen to this or anything else we do again by checking out buildingfortunesradio.com and hear all of our really cool special segments with lots of really cool people. And on Fridays, I kind of hog the Building Fortunes radio show with a great friend of mine. Her name is Chris Molinari, and Chris runs several shows separately, and I like to give her a good plug. One of them is on cancer survivors. It's warrior survivors and cancer and stuff like that, and she is a cancer survivor herself, and she brings great stuff about health and nutrition and philosophy. And then she does another one, which is equally as good. It's called Power Players Talk, and she brings some really great people that for free for us share their information. So you'll want to go to buildingfortunesradio.com and check out the different segments, especially the ones that Chris does on cancer and especially the one that Chris does on Power Players Talk. Okay, I'm going to grab the first section of this because there's some stuff that's happening near and dear to my heart. We call it Building Fortunes Radio because Building Fortunes is one of our affiliate programs. And on our affiliate programs, the reason why we call it Building Fortunes is because we don't call it Get Rich Quick. There might be some situations where people can literally get rich quick. Sometimes timing, positioning, opportunity, all of those things might be in place. But that sometimes involves like being in the right place at the right time, and that could happen for you. Unfortunately or fortunately, whoever dictates my decisions or however I've dictated my decisions, I've never been in that get-rich-quick scenario. I've been in the plug-away, build-a-business scenario. So when I started with my vacuum cleaner companies, there was nothing. Had to knock on my doors to get my demonstration to be able to make my sales. When it came to recruiting people, it's like thousands of people showed up on my doorstep one day just saying, I want to sell vacuums for you. When I was working with Electrolux, we worked our butts off to overcome all the different objections, all the different obstacles, all of the ego, all of the status, all of the everything that we had to deal with recruiting people. And we got some, and we lost some, and we got some more, and we lost some more. And we were building a business that was always a net gain, high attrition. And when I started a network marketing company, it was exactly the same way. All those people that say, oh, it's real simple. You just talk to two, get two, get two. I said, I'm not really sure which planet you're on, but I don't really think that works that way. It might be the things that you say to get people in, but if you're responsible for the people you get in, it really doesn't really work that way. So I've always been of the idea of, you know what? A successful couple of hours strung together can make a successful day. And a successful day strung together could make a successful week. And a few successful weeks make a month, then you hear the rest of it for a career. So we're into building fortunes. Well, there's some distressing news that has been out there that people like myself and maybe like you and certainly Chris, all you have to do is really, like, look at it. It started a long time ago when the United States started outsourcing some of their jobs to some of the parts of the global economy. And you could say, whoa, the jobs are going away. And when the jobs are going away, because that's what you and I would do if we were a business owner, we're going to find the best and least expensive ways to be able to build our products or services. And if that means you could have it done cheaper in Mexico or China or, you know, Malaysia or Thailand than you can in the United States because of all the political BS that happens with unions and people that are demanding extra money for whatever they're doing as opposed to working up the, you know, climbing their way up the ladder. if you have to go make your stuff over in China or Japan, I'd be doing the same thing. So, but we'd need to replace those jobs somehow or another, and we didn't do that as a country. And then when two planes flew into a building, you know, when they flew into their respective building and the third one, you know, hit the Pentagon, you just said, you know what? There's going to be some changes. And some of those changes affected finance because they knew that they were going to put a stranglehold on where the money flows. And they were going to affect privacy because it had to, because in order to protect us, and let's face it, we've been doing pretty well so far, so something's working. In order to protect us, I knew we'd have to give up some of our freedoms. And I knew, like I said, finances, we'd have to give up some of the financial privileges that we have, and people would take a closer look at a whole bunch of things. And I realized the good people are always the ones that are hurt. The bad people are always the ones that figure it out. And the ones that are really bad always get away with it. And that's just the way it is. No one ever said life was going to be fair. So we knew we'd lose our privileges. We knew that as an evolving business, meaning the internet was happening, different things would happen. And we knew in the finance world there'd be a clamping up. But we also knew that this was going to be a devastating effect on the middle class. See, the poor are poor. Government's going to take care of the poor. This isn't like a Mitt Romney slam. You know, the government's going to take care of the poor, and they should. People that can't help themselves probably need to be taken care of, and there's going to always be people that abuse systems. Can't really worry about that. No one ever said life is going to be fair. And the rich are always going to be rich because they figure it out. And in tough times, they'll double down. In good times, they'll double down. Rich always figure it out. So the rich are going to figure it out. Big corporations are going to make it because they're going to lobby and pay off politicians. So we knew it would be more corrupt than it's ever been before. So politicians on the take, corrupt, not even a discussion. But what was going to happen with the poor schmucks in between? Poor schmucks, I'm throwing myself in there. Somewhere between the very poor and the whatever we call the middle class. And there was going to be a systematic elimination of the middle class, or a by accident elimination of the middle class, or a by design, or just the way it happened, systematic elimination of the middle class, and it has been pronounced. There are more people, take a look at the real stats, there are more people falling out of the middle class than there are people climbing into the middle class. And that's your year, 2015. And guys like me and maybe people like yourself could see it every step of the way. It was just a matter of time. And that's why we built Building Fortunes. So for those people that have their antennas up and are willing to do the work, that's why we have Building Fortunes, because it is accelerating the demise of the middle class. And I'm going to give you one more example. Check out, do a Google search, and I don't even like Google. Matter of fact, Google sucks. So for all those people, you know, my ratings will probably go down, but Google sucks because it's a corrupt company. So, and we all know that. So lots of good people work at Google, perhaps, but Google does a lot of things in a very corrupt way. Look at the way they do the searches. Look at the way they do their stuff. Lots of fraud all over the place, and I know I can get sued for these things, but welcome to the idea that, hey, let's do some discovery, Google. We'll kind of show you this sort of stuff. So the reality is that you can do a search engine search, but search for Operation Choke Point. Operation Choke Point. Go look, and you will see that the banks and the finance industry and the people that do credit cards and everything else are on notice. And they are basically saying, if you deal with these kinds of industries, you are more suspect to be considered high risk. And regardless of whether you're doing it right or wrong, you're probably going to lose your merchant account. You're probably going to lose your bank account because your banks don't want to have to deal with. They have no vested interest in taking your business if they're going to be sued like crazy by the Department of Justice or the SEC or somebody else. So go check it out, and this is what you'll probably find is going to be scary, because some of the industries that are there are porn industries. Now, some of you might say, well, that has nothing to do with me, and maybe it doesn't. But so you say, okay, I can see why they might be high risk. Then you might see gambling. And you'd say, but I could see how that might be high risk. Maybe there's a lot of fraud in porn or gambling. And then you might say, well, wait a minute. One of them says get-rich-quick schemes. Now, your definition of a get-rich-quick scheme doesn't matter. The government's definition of a get-rich-quick scheme, your bank's decision of a get-rich-quick scheme matters. And if you've ever watched any of your promotional videos, I'm just kind of pointing at you as if you're listening in and you might be a company. If you look at any marketing promotional videos, if you look at any company promotional videos, if you see a lot of the stuff that people talk about, anybody looking at them would say that's a get-rich-quick scheme. So it doesn't matter whether it is or it isn't. Unless we self-regulate our industry, we are watching, if you will, the systematic people that are grouping all of the really good people that are doing really good things into that really bad group called get-rich-quick schemes. Pyramid schemes. Have you ever had anybody accuse you or even call your company a pyramid scheme? Well, it doesn't matter whether it is or isn't. Now, I say that, don't take that out of context. Of course, it matters whether it is or isn't. But it doesn't matter to the regulators, because if a bank, someone who doesn't study our industry, thinks it's a pyramid scheme, it's a high-risk business. If the third-party processor considers you as a pyramid scheme, it's a high-risk business. PayPal doesn't like to do business with MLM companies. So your bank is who handles the checking accounts. The third-party merchants who handle your credit cards. Let me ask this question. What if your company can't take credit cards anymore? Does that affect you? What if your company can't take checks anymore, or send checks anymore, or have a debit card that might be associated with that anymore because someone decided that you are in a high-risk business? When you catapult all of these things and combine all these things together, you see that there is a sincere risk to your finances. And in essence, if you don't find the right home-based business and work it like crazy and make sure you hedge your bets and make sure they're doing things the right, crazy, you might also be one of those people who fall from the middle class a little bit lower. Maybe not to the bottom, but a little bit lower as opposed to climbing that ladder that used to be the American dream. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize that that is the environment that we live in, and that's not being negative, and that's not being anti-anything. That's just understanding that that is the environment we are in. There's been a wave of overregulation. California just passed a law that makes you vaccinate your kids so they can go to public schools. They force you to be able to put foreign materials that haven't been tested into your body. So it's happening on everything. It's happening in banking. It's happening in medicine. It's happening in every regulation you can possibly find. And unless you are securing yourself, who knows what might eventually happen. And speaking about California, they just passed that law in Los Angeles that basically said minimum wage is going to raise up to $15 per hour by 2020. And for some naive people, they sit there as if they're going to be guaranteed a job, like the job they have right now is going to be the good job luck they'll have in 2020. And the answer is, if I was a business owner, my first question would be, how do I automate that and get rid of people? How do I automate and get rid of people? I don't really need the people anymore. People are disposable. I really don't need them. Let me do the automation. Do I really need that accountant, or can I automate it through a program? Do I really need that person to push the cash register button? So for all those people that think that minimum wage is going to be there for you, the same 40 hours, in 2020, like you got to win, maybe for some, but there's going to be a lot of people that wish that thing never happened because of the demands on some other people. So that's my little reason. So some people say, why do you get so wound up? That's why we build Building Fortunes, so you can control more of your own economy. And those are just the rules. That's not anything nasty or negative. And maybe if I was in the banking industry, I would have to consider high-risk business as well. But unfortunately, we are all being painted with very broad strokes. In the MLM or the network marketing world, many people even consider, and if you go to different lists on Operation Choke Point or people that describe Operation Choke Point, many of them even list multi-level marketing as one of those high-risk businesses. So whether you like it or not, your industry is under attack, and unless we self-regulate and change things around, it might affect you one way or another. Now, is there a bright side of this? Of course there is. Now that you know the rules, work against them. Now that you know the rules, work, you know, just basically build your business, handle the awkward moments in advance. But be aware of those things and don't be naive. read up about these things. Go take a look at Operation Choke Point. Watch the things that are happening right now when banks are being fined and what credit card processing is happening over here and this is happening and that's happening. Realize that the sands in which businesses are built on are shifting and people are moving the cheese all the time. So, Chris, I asked if I could hog the first portion of this radio show. I'm going to do a commercial, then I'm going to come back, and you're going to give us some really inspiring things to be able to take us to the next level. So hold on one second.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more. I want to expand a little bit more on what you were talking about.
Thanks for listening
Excellent.
To Building Fortunes Radio.
Way, and then we'll come back.
If you sell a product or build a sales force, you should check out PM Marketing and Network Leads. Visit www.networkleads.com. For over 16 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, Network Leads can help. To learn more, visit networkleads.com or call 386-385-8679. That's 386-385-8679. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, training, humongous blogs, the humongous classified ad network, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, back to the Building Fortunes radio show.